Congressional Republicans this weekend continued their efforts to intervene in the life of Terri Schiavo. The House and Senate agreed to interrupt their Easter recess to take up an emergency measure that's designed to open a legal avenue for a federal court to rule whether a feeding tube should be reinserted in the Florida woman who's been diagnosed as being in a persistent vegetative state. President Bush also interrupted a weekend at his ranch in Texas to fly back to Washington today to sign the measure. On Friday, after years of legal maneuvering and public wrangling, doctors removed Schiavo's feeding tube. It was the third time a feeding tube was removed from Schiavo in the 15 years since a chemical imbalance, apparently brought on by an eating disorder, caused her heart to stop beating for a few minutes. That left her unable to talk, unable to move in a coordinated fashion, and unable to say whether she would prefer to die than to live in her current condition. Without a feeding tube in place, doctors expect Terri Schiavo will die within weeks. To talk about reaction to the political machinations surrounding Terri Schiavo's life and other current affairs, we welcome back three journalists from around the country who join us from time to time. Bob Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. And Pat Yak is the editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Sheila.
Thank you.
Pat, let's start with you, since you're in Florida. Is the Schiavo case the dominant topic of conversation down by you?
Well, it is, but it's also competing with the story that a number of people have been watching around the country regarding a little girl who disappeared from her home, and they have found her body. They do believe they have the man who is responsible for her death. So those two stories are, in fact, the big stories here in Florida, but really, the Terri Schiavo story has dominated the headlines and the television stations for the last 3 or 4 days here in the state.
And, Pat, has the Florida Times-Union taken an editorial position on the Schiavo case?
Not since months ago, when it was a carefully worded editorial regarding the sanctity of life and that people ought to treat issues like this very carefully. But not in the last few days, we have not.
Kate, has the Albuquerque Tribune taken an editorial position on the Schiavo case?
We have not, and frankly, it hasn't even cracked our front page as of now. That said, some of our columnists have written about it, and it's had some talk radio legs here in town. And I guess the overriding sense I get from those outlets is a sense of anxiety for everyone involved in this. And the most common bit of advice I'm hearing or opinion out of those people is whatever your own personal desires are in this regard, should this happen to you, get them written down, get them videotaped, that sort of thing.
Bob Kittle, has the San Diego Union-Tribune taken an editorial position on the Schiavo case?
We certainly have not taken a position on whether the feeding tube should have been removed or not. However, we generally have, for example, we have opposed late-term abortions, and we have also editorialized a number of times, about the sanctity of life. So while we haven't suggested what should be done in this case, I think for everyone it's an agonizing situation that we are following.
Bob, you're also out in the land of the automobile, and gas prices keep going up tremendously last week. How are people reacting?
People in San Diego are very angry, in part because San Diego has led the nation much of this year with gasoline prices. Gasoline prices here are much higher than most places. In fact, I just filled up for about $2.60 a gallon recently.
Let me repeat that, $2.60.
That's right.
A gallon.
California, of course, has higher gasoline taxes, which contribute to that, and also environmental rules that require extra refining of some kinds of fuel, and that adds to the price. So we're very sensitive here to the spike in gasoline prices, and it's something that everyone is outraged about, along with the potholes that are proliferating all over San Diego because of the heavy rains we've been having.
Pat, in Florida.
Front page news. It's about $2.06 here, and it ranges depending on, the area that you're in. But as Bob mentioned, with respect to California, Florida relies very heavily on the gasoline tax. We like tourists to come to visit. And they fill up their tanks with gas, and it helps make the state go.
How about in New Mexico, Kate? Are people driving less on those roads that stretch for such long distances?
I haven't even heard that much grumbling about the price going up, except that, talking to myself at the pump. But I don't think they care. They drive. That's what we do.
Kate, President Bush heads your way this coming week to talk up his desire for changes in Social Security. What sort of reception is he going to get?
It'll be interesting. He will arrive Monday evening and then have a public event Tuesday morning. Access is, as usual, limited, and you've got to get your tickets from the member of the congressional delegation. And I imagine by that sort of control he'll have a positive response. In general, I have not seen any sort of a groundswell in this state for these Social Security proposals. One Republican member of our congressional delegation, Heather Wilson, has sort of sidestepped making a firm commitment on these personal savings accounts. So even within his own party in this state, he's got some persuading to do.
Bob Kittle, San Diego is home to a large number of military families, and it's been 2 years since the invasion of Iraq. What are people there saying about the war?
Well, there are, of course, people who oppose the war, and there were some protests marking the second anniversary. But by and large, I believe the overwhelming majority of San Diegans have supported, if not the war itself, certainly shown a lot of support for the military.
Kate, how about in New Mexico?
This is also a heavily military state and has certainly done its part in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The anniversary passed by with barely a blip. There was a small protest, and we ran some stories marking it, including one of a soldier who was having some second thoughts about his tour of duty. I think it's one of those issues that, in classic American style, people have become, I hate to say the word bored, but that initial sense of engagement with what's going on there and what it means to me and what we should be doing, that's just not happening anymore. People have moved on to other issues.
Pat, Jacksonville is also a home to many military families, and what are they saying about the war? What is the sentiment in town?
We did, in the same poll that we asked about Social Security, this was a statewide poll, 48% of the Floridians that were polled said that the war was not worth fighting. But there was no real desire to have an immediate pullout. People felt like that it ought to be gradual. They also felt like that the Mideast was not a safer place as a result of the war. So it sort of tracks, at least here in Florida, the national poll picture. Here in Jacksonville, we are a large military area. The news here has been dominated by the belief that the one and only carrier that is homeported here will go out of commission, and the members of the Florida delegation are working very feverishly to try to keep that carrier ported here, and if not, a nuclear carrier be brought into Jacksonville.
Pat Yak is editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune. And Bob Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Thanks to you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.